I'm Alan Lytle with a WUKY News in-depth report. April 1st, 2019 marks the 90th anniversary of the first radio program produced at the University of Kentucky and aired over WHAS in Louisville. We don't know much about that program except that it dealt with agriculture. As Jeff Franklin with the UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment explains, it's a collaboration that continues to this very day.
462, Louisville 457.
That is the voice of the late Jack Crowner, who was considered the dean of Kentucky Farm Broadcasters. He spent more than 60 years delivering farm news and information over local rural radio stations that provided necessary farm and market information to their listeners. More than a decade ago, Crowner told UK Ag Communications in a news report he saw the need for farm broadcasting for many years to come.
Because you can't take the intimate relationship or the personality and put it on the internet.
Crowner, who passed away in 2014, wasn't wrong, as Mike Feldhaus can attest. Feldhaus worked as a broadcaster for the Kentucky Farm Bureau Federation in Louisville for 35 years. His daily program, Across Kentucky, was broadcast on 125 radio stations around the state. Feldhaus said he didn't think the first broadcast from the University of Kentucky over WHAS in 1929 didn't just happen. There was a very good reason.
It was very obvious that the Bingham family, which owned the Courier-Journal, WHAS TV and radio, and that group, they were from the very beginning very aware, attuned, and in a position to try and move agriculture forward because they knew of its economic impact, and they were probably that's why they even thought of having that program and cooperating with UK, because they realized the significance of it, and I credit them for that.
Well, I think it's really the heart of why land-grant universities were established.
Orrin Little is a former dean of the UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, serving in that position for 12 years before retiring. Little came to UK in 1960 as a teaching professor and researcher in animal nutrition. He believes the relationship between a land-grant university like UK, with its research information and other discoveries, went hand in glove with radio.
You know, radio was the predominant way, almost the limit way we had to get some of those new ideas quickly. Before, we had the communication methods of going through the internet and those kind of methods.
It was an honor to be part of it.
Mark Eklov is a former communication specialist in UK's Ag Communications Department. Mark's career spanned more than 30 years as an extension specialist, first in South Dakota and then Kentucky. He was part of a team of communications specialists at UK that gathered and disseminated research and information to farmers.
Probably between the time period of 1950 through the early 90s, you had a situation where farmers were out in the fields, and if they were fortunate, they had the radio turned on in the morning, and later on, they had a radio going on in the tractor itself, and there was so much information that they needed. I think a very essential part of what was going on in the daily life of farm producers for decades, and without that kind of information, I think things would have been a little bit more difficult if you were going to be working the land.
The late Jack Crowner and farm broadcaster may have said it best in that news report from the early 2000s when summing up why farm broadcasting should be important to everyone.
19 out of 20 people in this country are not farmers, but 20 out of 20 eat.
So true, Jack. So true. Please stay tuned to WUKY next week when our program From the Ground Up weekly horticulture programs return for another season. Sunday mornings at 8:35 on WUKY. From the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, I'm Jeff Franklin reporting for WUKY News.